Canto 1, Chapter 18, Text 5. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tavakkalir Nepabhavet Pravishto Pihasarvada Yabadisho Mahanurvyam Abhimanyava Ekarat. As long as the great powerful son of Abhimanyu remains the emperor of the world, there is no chance that the personality of Kali will flourish. Purport. As we have already explained, the personality of Kali had entered the jurisdiction of this earth long ago, and he was looking for an opportunity to spread his influence all over the world. But he could not do satisfactorily due to the presence of Maharaj Prickett. That is the way of good government. The disturbing elements like the personality of Kali will always try to extend their nefarious activities, but it is the duty of the able state to check them by all means. Although Maharaj Prickett allotted places for the personality of Kali, at the same time he gave no chance for the citizens to be swayed by the personality of Kali. Om Jnanatimarandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurinmritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Pancha kalpa taru bhyascha kripa sindhu vayevacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasade Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we are continuing the description of Maharaj Prickett by Suta Goswami in response to the questions of the sages of Naimisharanya about the speakers and hearers of the Srimad Bhagavatam. They had asked about Maharaj Prickett's birth. They had asked about his activities. They asked about his renunciation. And they asked about his death. They were so intrigued by this person who had facilitated the manifestation of Krishna in the Kali Yuga in the form of his message, the Srimad Bhagavatam. And they were intrigued by his birth because they had heard that Krishna had appeared to him within the womb of his mother to protect him. So he had actually seen Krishna in the womb of his mother. They were intrigued by his activities, where he represented Krishna as such a powerful king that although Kali was there, they could not act in any way. And they were also intrigued about his great renunciation and his death. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, there's 9 symptoms of Bhava Bhakti, and one is perseverance. And the example given was Maharaj Prickett. That I heard one person give a class to describe his perseverance. That he was sitting there, basically performing sadhana bhakti, listening very attentively to the Srimad Bhagavatam, with the understanding that there is a snake in the room that's going to bite him. Sadhu, could you do your bhajan in a room peacefully if you knew there was a snake that was about to bite you? Mm-hmm. It would disturb you.
Mm-hmm. So my mind said to deal with how I can escape when
so even at your advanced stage of Krishna consciousness, still there is some fear. So they wanted to hear. And now it was just completed, his wonderful activities. In the presence of Krishna, the agents or Kali cannot manifest in the presence of Krishna. And this is why the earth, when the bull, the personality of the earth, the personality of religion, represented by the bull, was asking the cow why there are tears in her eyes and why is she lamenting, and asked so many questions about describing the symptoms of irreligion. Is there irreligious activities on the earth? Because righteousness leads to happiness and auspiciousness. So when she saw suffering by the earth was weeping, then automatically she was thinking, is there some unrighteousness? Are these activities happening that are against the principles of religion? Is that why you are lamenting? And then the bull replied that this is actually a fact, and it's in him, the personality of Godhead, that all religion resides. And therefore it's in his absence that I am suffering. But his presence is there again by Naradev, the human who is godly, who represents God, which is the king. Because he represents God's principles and his law and his protection, and he's directly empowered by God. So actually to hear the activities of a king who is a devotee of the Lord is actually to hear about Krishna, because he's a Shaktivesh avatar. He is ruling as if Krishna is ruling, just like we, in the Bhagavad Gita, all Krishna's vibhutis or potencies are mentioned. And when we see vibhutis or potencies, we know that they're Krishna's potencies. And therefore we can remember Krishna. That's how we feel in relationship to Prabhupada. If there's some power or some expertise that we're manifesting in devotional service and spreading Krishna consciousness, we are feeling it's his potency. And therefore, our activities are his activities if we are surrendered to him. And therefore, by seeing the activities of the surrendered disciple, then one can see the activities of the spiritual master. So Naradev, he's representing God. And therefore, in his presence, and that's why naturally the sages of Naimisharanya wanted to hear about Suta Goswami, wanted to hear about Maharaj Prickett. That was also a very interesting section, because Suta Goswami began to describe how he was a king, how Kali was challenged by Maharaj Prickett. And they said, we're interested to hear only if they're in relationship to Krishna. And therefore they were so eager to hear these activities in relationship to Krishna. So they're describing the activities of Maharaj Prickett. He's representing Krishna. You can see his power. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I am the strength of the strong. So that power to protect, that power to rule, to give shelter, that power is Krishna's power. And in the presence of that power, Kali cannot manifest. And that's what we just read, that Kali surrendered fully. But he said that Give me some place to reside, because tatra tatra, you're everywhere and anywhere. So where can I reside? You say I could reside in places of prostitution, gambling, slaughtering animals, intoxication, but you're everywhere. And then he said also that you can, well, gold is accumulated, you can also. And then, so it was described, and the last verse was also very interesting because of the previous chapter, because Maharaj Prickett was described by this, by Sutta Goswami in the present tense. And Prabhupada explains that because the proximity of time was so close that they were still feeling his presence. And therefore, he was telling the sages of Naimisharanya, it is possible for us to perform this sacrifice because of the support and power of Maharaj Prickett. And this was also a theme, how Kali entered. When the leadership became corrupt, Kali was able to enter, because when the leadership becomes corrupt, then the Brahmins are not protected. And because the Brahmins are not protected, there's not sacrifice, and there's not guidance for society. So they're saying, here, look, we, because of Maharaj Prickett's influence, we've got protection, and we're able to do sacrifice. They must have been eating. There were thousands and thousands of sages. They weren't going out having to raise money. They were supported. Somehow or other, that part of the history we don't hear, but they weren't in anxiety. They all went and they were supported and they performed sacrifice for 1,000 years. So now Sutta Goswami is going to continue to explain the rest of the pastime. But before continuing his description, he wants to increase the interest of the sages of Naimisharanya, and he briefly summarizes Maharaj Prickett's extraordinary life and activities. So we'll just come up to Sri Sutta Goswami said, due to the mercy of the personality of Godhead Krishna, who acts wonderfully, Maharaj Prickett, though struck by the weapon of the son of Drona in his mother's womb, could not be burned. So he described Maharaj Prickett had Krishna's mercy. And then in the next verse, he described that Maharaj Prickett, because of his Krishna consciousness, he was not afraid nor overwhelmed by fear due to the snake bird which was to bite him because of the fury of a Brahmin. So he had so much, he was so surrendered to Krishna that he had no fear. When you have no attachments, you have no fear. If you're satisfied with our fear is that our attachments will be taken away. That's the cause of all fear. But if you're satisfied, Mother Gandharva, I think I'm going to turn on the fan. You want to move to the... Okay, turn on the fan. Right, someone... There's only one speed here. Is that going to cause you a cold? No, no, it isn't. What? Okay. Okay, so Dadu has... Is it a little cold? Can everybody hear? Ryan? No, we can't. This is, they fixed it many times. They put on a new regulator, and the same problem is there. It's that kind of weather that it's hot one way and cold the other way. So, it's a little chilly. Are you cold, Sival? All right. Ryan, you can shut it off. You know what we'll do? We'll do like Bunky Vihari. We'll kind of turn it on and turn it off. Occasionally, we'll kind of get the air there. All right, so, and then it describes that And he was able to renounce everything he's describing because he gave up everything to his spiritual master, Vyasuki, unto Vyas. And therefore, because of that, Krishna, who's never conquered, could be understood by him because of his surrender. And he could attain perfection. He understood Krishna's position because he dedicated his life to the topics of Krishna and constantly engaged in hearing those topics. And therefore, he was protected. And now he's going to continue. Now we're up to where we are today, because it's been a few days since we spoke. He completes his description of the birth and activities of Maharaj Prickett. This is to encourage the sage of Namasharanya by describing how, due to Maharaj Prickett's potency, there was no chance for Kali, who comes the moment Krishna leaves the planet. So as long as the great, powerful son of Abhimanyu remains the emperor, there's no chance. Kali was there, but he could not manifest due to the potency of Maharaj Prickett.
After that, he did. After the Prickett,
he manifests.
And the Prickett has it so possible that he found the leader of giving the servant in a sacrifice with the power and potency of sacrifice, and the monsters were still there.
Yasmin nahaniya yeha bhagavan utsasarjagam tadai vahanu vritto sao adharma prabhavakali. The very day and moment the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, left this earth, the personality of Kali, who promotes all kinds of religious activities, came into this world. Adharma Prabhava, he's accelerating a dharma. He's promoting it. He's preaching it. He's propagating a dharma. And yahi eva. At that very moment, yasmin ahani. On that very day. Bhagavan Utsasarja Gam. Gam means the earth. At that very moment that he left, at that very time, on that very day, Kali again, his influence came. So Prabhupada, of course, in the purport, because this is the whole first canto is how to counteract Kali. And basically, because it's the history of the Bhagavatam, that's what the Bhagavatam is. The Bhagavatam is where knowledge and religion reside, that Krishna has left. So there's always, throughout this first canto, I explained before, this vision of Kali Yuga. And sages, and people asking how to counteract it. And then you even see in Maharaj Prickett's example the same thing. He's there representing Krishna. As soon as he leaves, it comes. So how to bring it back? That's the real question. And that's what the sages of Namasharanya want to know, ultimately. They're looking at Kali Yuga, what to do about a dharma? What to do about irreligion, which makes everything inauspicious and makes people suffer? Sometimes we're seeing some problems also in ISKCON. And to the extent that there are problems, it's the extent that the will of Krishna is not being executed, that the principles are not being followed. So this is the vision we get. We get the vision of a society of Brahmins who have authority based on their knowledge of the scripture, and their mind is free. simply to study and, you know, understand the scripture and then present it. Their mind is free for these thoughts and these this conception and understanding. And then by their culture, their Vaishnav culture, they have great power. Now we have the vision of the Kshatriyas, able administrators who are able to act according to their vision and therefore know what to do and what not to do, and therefore have the power also. And therefore that Varnashram system is maintained. We're going to see how it's destroyed. So in the absence, and Prabhupada makes the point, the personality of God and his holy name, qualities, etc., are all identical. The personality of Kali was not able to enter the jurisdiction of the earth due to the presence of the personality of Godhead. And similarly, if there is an arrangement for the constant chanting of the holy name, qualities, etc., of the supreme personality of Godhead, there is no chance at all for the personality of Kali to enter. And you feel the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entering into the kirtan. You can see when you begin, you feel like you're in the middle of the city and you feel all the influence. But after a while, this protective, and it seems that anybody, it seems that everybody becomes effective. It seems to counteract the power of the material civilization. Because initially you're so insignificant and all these influences come, but then by that sincere chanting, all of a sudden you feel that who's ever in your presence is influenced. So we can imagine if governments ever became Krishna conscious and systematically organized the propagation of the holy name. Nanudvaishti kalam samrat saranga iva sarabhuk kushalanyashu siddhanti netarani kritaniyat. Maharaj Prickett was a realist like the bees who only accept the essence of a flower. He knew perfectly well that in this age of Kali, auspicious things produce good effects immediately, whereas inauspicious acts must be actually performed to render effects. So he was never envious of the personality of Kali. Anu Dveshti, he had no hate, enmity, he had no fear of him. So again, this is describing, it's a summary of Maharaj Prickett's very powerful activity. And this is why Anudveshti, he was never envious, because he understood saranga, it's saranga. Gam, it seems like saram means the essence, and gam means to go. So his prophet is realist, like the bees. He understood the real essence of everything. And same word, sarabhuk. Sarabhuk. One who enjoys or accepts the essence or the substance. So he was a realist. He knew the truth. He could see very, very clearly. And this is why the unrighteous Kali was not killed. Besides the fact that he surrendered to Maharaj Prickett, because he could see very, very clearly that Kushalani, auspicious objects, asu, immediately, siddhyanti, become successful. And itarhani, that which is inauspicious, kritani, has to be performed. So one has immediately become successful, and the other has to be performed. So auspicious things immediately produce effects. But inauspicious acts must be performed. But of course, we have to be very cautious about not misusing this and thinking, well, I don't get the reactions if I just think of bad things, that I must actually have to do them. Because certainly you're not thinking about Krishna and you're not making advancement. And also, the gross body is a product of the subtle body, so they can manifest after a time. Jayato Vishya Pumsa Sangos Tesho Vajayate Sangat Sanjayate Kama Kama Krota Vajayate. But still, the age of Kali is called the fallen age. In this fallen age, because living beings are in an awkward position, the Supreme Lord has given some special facility to them. So by the will of the Lord, a living being does not become a victim of a sinful act until the act is actually performed. In other ages, simply by thinking of performing a sinful act, one used to become a victim of the act. Then there's the contrary. But Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that there's other benefits also of Kali Yuga. And he says at the end of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that even though all nefarious activities of the personality of Kali are present, there's a great advantage in the age of Kali. One can attain salvation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Kalair Doshe Nidhe Rajan Eko Asti Mahagunan Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Parampate. Kalair Doshe Nidhe, it's an ocean of faults. Eko Asti Mahagunan, one good quality. Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta, you can get liberation. Thus, Maharaj Prickett made an organized effort to propagate the chanting of the holy name, and thus he saved the citizens from the clutches of Kali. It is for this advantage only that the great sages sometimes wish all good for the age of Kali. In the Vedas, it is said that by discourse on Lord Krishna's activities, one could get rid of all the disadvantages of the age of Kali. So this has been the theme throughout. The sages are assembled there. What to do? And they're seeing, Prenapayashashupa, Kalabasminyugajana, Mandasuma. There's so many bad qualities. What to do? What is the essence of the scripture? What's the ultimate absolute good? For what purpose did Krishna appear? Please tell us about his incarnation. In the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it is said that the recitation of Bhagavatam, the Supreme Lord becomes at once arrested with one, in one's heart. These are some of the advantages of Kali Yuga. At once, that's Srimad Bhagavate Mahamuni Krite Kimba Para Ishvara. What is that? Avarudyate, you know that? What is it? Avarudyate Takshanat Kriti V Sushubi Takshanat. Immediately, Maharaj Prickett considered the less intelligent men might find the personality of Godhead to be very powerful, but those who are self-controlled would have nothing to fear. The king was powerful like a tiger and took care for the foolish, careless persons. So Balishu, those who are less intelligent, and therefore they're not dhira. Self-control is not influenced by Kali. Because Kali is just external. It's the destiny. And we have the free will. The one who is in the mode of goodness and his mind is fixed on Krishna, he's not influenced. O sages, as you did ask me, I have described almost everything regarding the narration about Lord Krishna in connection with the history of the pious king Maharaj Prickett. So that's also very interesting, because it's Vasudeve Katopetam. It's narrations about Krishna Upetam in connection, Parikshitam, Punya, in connection with the pious. So again, the story of Maharaj Prickett is Krishna Katha because it's in connection. Srimad Bhagavatam is the history, the activities of the Lord, and the activities of the Lord are performed in relation with the devotees of the Lord. Therefore, the history of the devotees is not different from the history of Lord Krishna's activities. A devotee of the Lord regards both the activities of the Lord and those of the pure devotee on an equal level. So now, in this verse, it completes the question about the birth and activities of Maharaj Prickett, because that was one of the questions. Now coming here, Maharaj Prickett will begin to discuss. He discussed his birth in chapter 12, his activities in chapter 16 and 17. And now he'll begin to discuss his renunciation. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 18, Text 10. Okay. Those who are desirous of achieving complete perfection in life must submissively hear all topics that are connected with the transcendental activities and qualities of the personality of Godhead, who acts wonderfully. So this is Sutta Goswami speaking. about hearing topics connected with the transcendental activities and qualities of the personality of Godhead, which acts so wonderfully. And he's specifically responding to the sages of Namasharanya who had asked him to describe Maharaj Prickett in connection with the history of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And as there's new people, I just give a little summary. So we finished the story of Kali in the last chapter, where he was punished by Maharaj Prickett. Anyway, that's a whole interesting story itself, so many points today. But the basic point, the very end, he surrendered to Maharaj Prickett and he was punished. And very interesting, you know, he said, you know, he could stay in four places where these sinful activities are manifest. Gambling, meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex. And he said, touch the toucher, but you're everywhere. So, you know, What kind? That's almost like just words. Then he gave him also the place where gold is accumulated. And just from the standpoints of economics, it's very interesting. We can see the world condition. What happens when gold is accumulated and then there becomes a gold standardized economic system? How much sinful activity? What an artificial economy it leads to, which promotes so many sinful activities. We can see the connection as opposed to the religious type system of exchange, of bartering gold, and which keep, you know, it's all connected with the protection of the cow and the bull and self-sufficiency and living simply. It just reduces material civilization and the influence of Kali. And in fact, we can see that our devotees can't live in those circumstances very easily because of their attachment to the agents almost of Kali. Very hard for them to live in those circumstances. So you can see the connection, and you can see Prabhupada's pure vision of Krishna consciousness, both for the individual and socially, trying to restructure his movement by creating a society that's also rurally based. Prabhupada was just so fixed in all the visions of the Srimad Bhagavatam on how to re-spiritualize humanity. He understood all the connections to these points very, very carefully. He understood the it's not just the slaughtering of the cow and the bull, but when they're not protected, you know, you don't have a rurally based economy, you know, a simple living. Anyway, he banned them. he banned them. And then Sutta Goswami, he had just completed answering. Basically, I would say that the questions of the sages of Namashranya about Maharaj Prickett were basically about his life in four categories. His birth, which includes, in the womb of his mother. His activity, that was chapter 12. Chapter 7 was in the womb of his mother. Chapter 12 was the birth of Maharaj Prickett. His activities, which were chapter 16 and 17. They also asked about his renunciation and his death. So Sutta Goswami, in this chapter, is going to continue to narrate those subjects. He's going to continue to narrate those subjects. But before narrating those subjects, he wants to increase the interest of the sages of Namasharanya. This is a good speaker. And he reviews in the beginning of this chapter Maharaj Prickett's wonderful qualities, how he received the mercy of Krishna, being protected in the womb, and how, although he was threatened to be bit by a snake bird in 7 days, it's so wonderful, that he was not at all fearful, and he wasn't at all overwhelmed by fear, nor afraid. And how, although Krishna's ajitta, or unconquerable, which means also unknowable, because he was surrendered to his spiritual master, he was able to understand Krishna. And because he was able to understand Krishna, which also means understanding his dhamma, his transcendental abode, his transcendental position, because he was able to do that, he was also able to very easily give up this material world. Because when you understand the Dhamma, you understand Param Dvisva, the superior taste, Vishyabhini Vartante, Niraharasya Dena, Raso Rajam Raso Pyasya Param Dvisvana Vartate. These are the points Prabhupada made. Okay. He completed his description by describing how, due to Maharaj Prickett's potency, there was no chance for Kali to come in the planet for a moment, it was described. And that as soon as he left, immediately, Yajeva, at the very moment Krishna left, at the very moment and the very day, the very moment and the very day he left, then Kali came. So many interesting points to mention, but Maharaj Prickett, he didn't kill him because he was sadamga, he was a realist. He knew the essence, like a being, and he knew the essence that in Kali Yuga that there would be certain benedictions. So he was never envious of Kali, that auspicious things produce good effects immediately, and inauspicious things actually have to be performed. And in his presence, they couldn't be performed. Different points were made, and then we got up to today, and then he says, the last verse was, O sage, as you did ask me, I have described almost everything regarding the narrations about Lord Krishna in connection with the history of the pious Maharaj Prickett. And again, this point is made again and again. When they say they're talking about Maharaj Prickett, they say we're talking about the topics of Krishna. Because where there's devotee, there's Krishna. Because devotee means one who is focused on his object of devotion, which is Krishna. So whenever in association with a devotee, automatically you're seeing Krishna. Because the devotee is always looking at Krishna. And he's very fixed and determined to look at Krishna. Whenever you come in association with a devotee, then automatically Krishna is there. And if there's a history about a devotee, it's a history about Krishna. Because all the devotee is doing is focusing his consciousness on Krishna. So this is there, and then he continues, those who are desiring to achieve complete perfection, he's telling the sages of Naimisharanya, must submissively hear all those topics connected with the transcendental activities of the personality of God who acts wonderfully. Now he's going to begin answering the rest of the questions. So the word was bubushubi, those who want their own welfare, some savya, they ought to hear. Those who are desired must hear what? Katha, Bhagavata. They must hear katha about Krishna, who is Uru Karmana, whose karmana or works are wonderful. And his works, his activities, his qualities. If you want to do the best thing for yourself, you want the best activity for yourself. And then, of course, Prabhupada in the purport, he's going to paraphrase in the next few verses from the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvataha tyakta deham purna janma naiti mam eti sorjana. The same thing, that they lead to the eternal position. That's the perfection. The perfection of your life is your eternal position. The quality of your life which is not taken away, your dharma. Your ultimate duty is dependent on your nature, your perfection. Like the perfection of water is when it's just water, when there's nothing else. When you get to the real essence of it, you get to the thing that doesn't go away. So our eternal life as servants of Krishna, this Krishna Katha, if you are desirous of eternal life, which is being a devotee of Krishna, Prabhupada said, the perfected state of the living entity is called a devotee. Isn't that a nice statement, Dadu? The perfected state of the living entity is called a devotee. So he's looking at the sages in Naimisharanya, you know, saying, I'm going to, you know, they usually are enthusing him, but he's enthusing them. It's Maharaj Prickett. Look at this wonderful personality. And I am going to just, you know, and Yaya Kata Bhagavata Kanini Yuru Karmana. If you want this welfare, now the sages will respond. And it's very interesting how they respond. The sutta is complimented, he's going to be complimented then by the sages for his potency in his speeches about Krishna. Vishya Uchu Sutta Jiva Sama Somya Shashvatir Vishadanyasha Yastvam Samsasi Krishnasya Martyanam Amritam Hina. The good sages said, O grave Sutta Goswami, may you live many years and have eternal fame, for you are speaking very nicely about the activities of Lord Krishna, the personality of Godhead. This is just like nectar for mortal beings like us. So we expressed yesterday, Jiva, we wish you life, Sama, for many, many years. They want to bless him. This was also mentioned before that you don't, it's really rasabhas to bless your superior. Imagine if you put your hand on the head of your superior. It's rasabhas. But these sages, they're not ordinary. They have the potency to give blessing, and they want to hear. And they want to hear for a long, long time. They were doing swaha, 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 sacrifice for 1,000 years. And now they want to hear for a very long time about Krishna. And Martyanam Amritam. And by hearing about Krishna, it says this is just like amrit, nectar, for people who are about to die. Amritam, the word for nectar is amrityam, means not death. It gives eternal life. This is actually, I quote this verse very often, Ayur harati vai pumsa udyan astan chayanyasau. For the rising and the setting of the sun, the life of every man decreases except that person. Yeah, Sutta Goswami was superior. So, again, Prabhupada paraphrases Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvataha. So if you know Krishna in truth, then you will understand your own position as his servant. And that's the eternal position of the living entity. That's what doesn't die. I was told that I had this realization of a Kartik Vrata was chanting and chanting and chanting and chanting. And then I understood from this chanting that this activity and this identity of myself as a servant of Krishna does not end with the body. And the more you absorb yourself in service to Krishna, the more you'll become fearless of death. But when you engage yourself in material activities, fruitive activities, which fortify the consciousness that I am the enjoyer, which is the temporary position that I'm the body, then we become fearful of death. We have to identify more and more with our position of service. And that continues. So they want to hear, this is nectar. Kamanyasmin yanavase dumadum ratmanam bhavan apayati govinda parapadmasavam madhu. We have just begun the performance of this fruitive activity, a sacrificial fire without certainty of its results due to the many imperfections in our action. Our bodies have become black from smoke, but we are factually pleased by the nectar of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, Govinda, which you are distributing. So they say, anashvase, there's doubt. They're not with certainty, and the doubt is of the result of this activity. And the activity itself is dumra atmanam. It's their bodies are becoming black from the smoke, and they're not. In other words, it's an austerity, and they're not even sure of the result. This is why it's so necessary to have faith to practice devotional service. To have faith means trust in something sublime. Because there's austerity involved. And if there's austerity involved, then to continue, you must have some faith that there will be some fruition of your activity, that there will be some sublime result of that activity. So they knew there's a floor, and Prabhupada discusses, what is the floor? There's an acute scarcity of Brahmins. It's Kali Yuga. On the other hand, but they're apayati, they're very much pleasing by this Krishna Katha. Because one can immediately feel the result. That's also mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. What is Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pratyaksha Bhagamam Dharmyam? That there's direct experience. pratyaksha vagaman dharmyam, that you directly can perceive the result immediately. Because there, it's Prabhupada said, what is the result of chanting? More chanting. The activity itself, the means and the end are the same. What? But immediately you can perceive, if you're engaged in devotional service, then immediately there's some realization. We can see that here in Vrindavan. You know, we don't have to undergo thousands and thousands of years of sacrifice to get a taste for Krishna consciousness. So potent, the Panchanga Bhakti, these five items of devotional service practiced in Vrindavan, that immediately there's some result. The sacrifice of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Sutta Goswami was narrating the transcendental activities of the Lord before the congregation of sages, and they were factually perceiving the result of hearing these transcendental activities. One can feel this practically as one can feel the result of eating food. Spiritual realization acts in that way. Pareshana Bhavu, what is that? You know that verse? Pareshanu Bhavu. Verse means that, you know that verse? Yeah. When you eat, three things happen. The pain goes, you feel satisfied, and you get a very pleasurable taste. In the same way, when you take to devotional service, then automatically renunciation, knowledge, and the pleasure of Krishna consciousness come at once. Automatically they come at once. The sages of Naimisharanya were practically sufferers from the smoke of the sacrificial fire and doubtful about the result. But by hearing from a realized person like Sutta Goswami, they were fully satisfied. In the Brahmavavarta Purana, Vishnu tells Shiva that in the age of Kali, men full of anxieties of various kinds and vainly labor in fruitive activity and philosophical speculation, when they are engaged in devotional service, the result is sure and certain, and there is no loss of energy. In other words, nothing performed for spiritual realization or for material benefit can be successful without devotion to the Lord. So he's continuing to glorify Sutta Goswami, because he's distributing this Govinda Pada Padmasavam Madhu. He's distributing the nectar of the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead Govinda. Not this swaha swaha. Tulayama lavena pina swagana puna bhavan bhagavat sangi sangasya martyanam kim utashisa. So he's continuing to glorify this bhagavat sangi sangasya, the association of a devotee of the Supreme Lord. Because he was telling you, I'm going to continue speaking to you about Krishna Katha, and there, the value of a moment's association with a devotee of the Lord cannot be compared to the attainment of heavenly planets or liberation from matter. What to speak of worldly benedictions in the form of material prosperity, which are for those who are meant for death. So this Bhagavat Sangi, Sangasya, and this word also, Lavena, by a moment. There's also another verse like that. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Hoy, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy, Lava Matra, what is that? You know the verse? What's the verse? What's that? Oh, it's Lava Matra, it's not Sadhu Sangha, it's Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha Hoy, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. It's Lava Matra. So here, by a moment, association with the Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya, it can never be equal, Tulayami, it can never be balanced or equal with Swargam, the heavenly planets, Napuna Bhavam, liberation from matter. What to speak of? Just sense gratification. What to speak of worldly benedictions? And Prabhupada the Purpose says, when there are similar points, it's possible to compare one thing to another. One cannot compare the association of a pure devotee to anything else. Rupa Goswami also discusses this when he discusses the qualities of practicing pure devotional service. And he discusses at prema bhakti, when one practices devotional service. And he describes that the happiness is sandarandana visheshatma. It's so thick, so deep. And then Rupa Goswami composed his own verse where he says, if you cannot compare bhakti or material pleasure to mukti. The happiness of liberation is so much greater than sense gratification. Peace. Finally getting peace. Just like you can imagine the happiness if you have a terrible disease. You're dying of like cancer or something, and then someone gives you something and immediately you're cured. The happiness of prema also gives mukti. And that's described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He describes that when you get prema, it's like you were dying of thirst in the desert and you come to a banyan tree under which there's a 1,000 clay pots of cool, sweet Ganga Jal. Or you are afflicted, he said, with 1,000 horrible diseases, and you get a, what's it called, elixir? Elixir that cures you of all diseases immediately. So you cannot compare this sadhu sangha, this association of devotees to anything else. And then Prabhupada discusses this word apurna bhava, no rebirth. But the devotee he's already liberated. Prabhupada gave the example as a government servant is always the same, either in the office or the home or at any place. And similarly, the devotee, ihayasya harer dasye karmana manasagira, Nicholas II, avaptasu jivan muktasu uchite. He's liberated. These things automatically come by pure devotional service. And this is actually paraphrasing some things in Nectar of Devotion, that the superiority of devotional service is that it's eternal. So this is the value of hearing Krishna Katha from a devotee to any other process. This is the sages of Namasharanya. When we hear from you, we get eternal life. And no other process can give us eternal life. Devotional service is eternal. It has no end because it is spiritual. Therefore, since the assets of a pure devotee are completely different from material assets, there's no comparison between the two. Sutta Goswami was a pure devotee of the Lord, and therefore his association with the rishis and Namasharanya was unique. And Prabhupada says this, and just the opposite, that's of Yoshi Sanghi, one is attached to material entanglement, is Bhagavat Sanghi, or one who is always in the association with the Lord's name, form, quality, etc. Dada, you like this statement? But you'll like it especially when you're up. Such association is always desirable. It is worshipable. It is praiseworthy. And one may accept it as the highest goal of life. This is Srila Prabhupada's philosophy. Not just work is worship. Bhagavat Sanghi Sangasya. Forget the association. Kunama chitye vasa vitkatayam mahattamaikanta parayanasya nantam gunanam agunasya jagmur yogeshvaraye bhava padma mukhya. So, Sridhar Swami, the commentator, he described that the previous verses were praising the companionship of great devotees. Now, hearing the glories of the Lord is praised. So the next verse is praise the glories of the Lord, or one who hears the Lord's glories. So he describes Jagmu means he ascertained that the yoga Ishvaras, these great masters of mystic power like Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, they what is that? They are not the supreme. Even though they're yoga Ishvaras, Brahma, Shiva, they are not supreme. But Ekanta Parayanasya, but Krishna Govinda is the Ekanta Parayanasya. He's the exclusive shelter of all living entities. Why is he the exclusive? Because Nanta Gunanam Agunasya, because they cannot measure, they cannot, his transcendental attributes cannot be measured by the masters of such mystic powers. The supreme person powerful is Govinda. He is the, and his transcendental attributes cannot be measured even by such powerful Ishvaras as Lord Shiva and Brahma. Therefore, Lord Krishna is the exclusive shelter of the greatest of all living beings. Brahma is counted among the living beings, but he is the greatest of all of us. So again, as you go, the yoga Ishvaras and describes, Prabhupada describes the yoga Ishvaras, Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are the two chief demigods. They are full of mystic powers. They're yoga Ishvaras. For example, Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison of which one drop was sufficient to kill an ordinary living being. Similarly, Brahma could create many powerful demigods, including Lord Shiva. So they are the Ishvaras. But even these Ishvaras, they cannot measure the glories of Ekanta Parayanasya, of the exclusive shelter of all other living entities, which is Krishna. They cannot ascertain. And then Prabhupada says, and why is the greatest of all living beings so much attached to the transcendental topics of Krishna? Why are they so attracted? Because Krishna is the reservoir, because they're rasavit. Because they know rasa. Rasa means intense affection for Krishna. They know intense affection for Krishna. The intense affection for Krishna is bhava or praying. And one who knows pleasure, and ultimate pleasure is Krishna's pleasure potency, then they worship Krishna because he's the reservoir of all enjoyment. Everyone wants to relish some kind of taste in everything. But one who is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord can derive unlimited pleasure from such engagement. The Lord is unlimited, and his name, attributes, pastimes, antaraj. So this word was used here. Nantam. There is no end. It cannot be measured. His greatness cannot be measured, even by the Yoga Ishvaras. And therefore, the Yoga Ishvaras, because his glories cannot be measured, the Yoga Ishvaras, they worship Krishna. The Lord is unlimited in his name, attributes, pastime, entourage, variegatedness are unlimited. And those who relish them can do so unlimitedly and still not feel satiated. Can anyone who is expert in relishing nectar, ras, can ever be fully satiated by hearing the topics about him? How can you be fully satiated? The Yoga Ishvaras cannot be fully satiated because they're nantam. They're unlimited. They cannot be described. Even Lord Seshanaga has unlimited mouths. He's talking about Krishna's glory since the beginning of creation. And he cannot complete the glories of Krishna, which have no end. And therefore, there's no satiation. Full satisfaction, but no satiation. See, in a material thing, when you take rasa, when you take some nectar, when you take some drink, it's very, very satisfying, but you become satiated. But in Krishna Katha, you can take that nectar. And when you take an ordinary drink, what happens is you drink, you become full, and at the same time, your taste decreases as you're taking it. But Krishna is apurvata, he's unprecedented. It means that every time you see and experience him, he's newer and newer. And Krishna is also dynamic, so his qualities are always increasing. So even if you look at Krishna in a perfected state, it's not that you become tired or bored, but you can constantly drink, more and more, and it becomes newer and newer and newer and newer. There is no end to such transcendental discourses. In mundane affairs, there is the law of satiation, but in transcendence, there is no satiation. Sutta Goswami desired to continue the topics of Lord Krishna before the sages of Namasharanya, and the sages also expressed their readiness to hear from him continuously. Since the Lord is transcendence and his attributes are transcendental, such discourses increase the receptive mood of the purified audience. And therefore the sages of Namasharanya said, Vayam natu patiptatma uttama shloka vartate yatrinvatam rasa gyanam swadu swadu pade pade. Vayam, same word here, triptyat. Vayam natu vitriptyatma uttama shloka vartate. You never get tired or satiated by uttama shloka vartate. Yet Srinvatam, when we hear rasa jnanam, when we hear this knowledge of the loving sentiments of the devotees in the spiritual world for Krishna, yet Srinvatam rasa jnanam, swadu, swadu, we are relishing, we are tasting, pade, pade, again and again and again. It increases. It increases. So they're glorifying Krishna Katha. Tano bhavanvai bhagavat pradano mahatmai kanta parayanasya hare udaram charatam vishudham shushrushatam no vitanoti vidvan. O Sutta Goswami, you are a learned and pure devotee of the Lord because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is your chief object of service. Therefore, please describe to us the pastimes of the Lord, which are above all material conception, for we are anxious to receive such messages. So Prabhupada talks about Bhagavat Pradhan. Bhagavat Pradhan means the devotee. Pradhan means the chief. Just like when I was in charge of the school, it was very funny. The sign in my office said Pradhan Acharya. That's the name for principal. If the people are not leading our movement could read Sanskrit or Hindi, I would get in trouble. Can you imagine having a sign, the Pradhan Acharya, the chief Acharya? But this is Pradhan Bhagavat. They're the chief in relationship with the personality. You are a learned and pure devotee. Prabhupada said, they can, the speaker is Bhagavat Pradhan. And why is he Bhagavat Pradhan? He's Bhagavat Pradhan because Mahatma, the greatest of all greats, which is Krishna, Ekanta Parayanasya. Because Krishna is their chief goal. It is their singular goal. It only. And that's what a pure devotee means. So this is Sutta Goswami. You are Bhagavat Pradhan because your goal is only Krishna. And therefore describe to us the pastimes, which are Vishuddham, transcendental, Shushushitam, because we're very eager to hear. So this is the dynamic by which the Bhagavatam manifests. The speaker must have his objective be Krishna, and the audience must be eager to hear. Prabhupada describes, when a man is potent, a woman is fertile, then there's result. So when the audience and speaker are qualified, the speaker on the transcendental activities of the Lord should have only one object of worship and service, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the audience for such topics should be anxious to hear about him. This is sometimes I see in the temple. The dynamic is not there. But they always don't pick the proper speakers. You may have not have a speaker who's conversing with the subject, and the audience may not be eager to hear. They may not be eager to hear from him, or they may not be eager to hear from anyone. They're just going to class because they have to sit there.
And those.
You said that with realization. And the audience for such topics should be anxious. When the combination is possible, namely a qualified speaker and quality, it is then and there very much congenial to continue discourses on transcendence. Professional speakers and a materially absorbed audience cannot derive real benefit from such discourses. And Prabhupada talks about professional speakers. They're not Bhagavat Pradhan. What is it? Their goal is not Krishna. Their goal is khana and roti, food. If you hear from such a person, there's not that benefit. One time when I was the principal of the school, a Bhagavat reciter came to put his son in the school, and he frankly admitted to me that I'm just in this for khana, you know, and roti. I'm just in it for food. So here, though, both are there, and the sages are eager to hear. Divine Mahabhagavato Parikshit Yena Pavarghakyam Adabrabhudhi Yanena Vayasaki Shabdatena Seje Kajanga Dvajaparamulam. O Sutta Goswami, please describe those topics of the Lord by which Maharaj Prickett, whose intelligence was fixed on liberation, attained the lotus feet of the Lord, who is the shelter of Garuda, the king of birds. Those topics were vibrated by the son of Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami. So they wanted to hear those topics by which Maharaj Prickett, Adabra Bhuri, he got fixed Gyanena by the knowledge vibrated, the Shabdatena vibrated by Sukadeva Goswami. They wanted to hear how this first class devotee, Mahabhagavata, he became fixed. And this is Prabhupada says what a Maha Bhagavata is. A great soul is one who fixes his consciousness on the shelter of Garuda or Krishna. And then Prabhupada mentions in the purport some interesting things that there's so many examples in history where an impersonalist became a devotee, but a devotee has never become an impersonalist. A real pure devotee cannot become an impersonalist. But he became a devotee. And that was mentioned in the purport here. Tanna param punya asambhitartam akyana matyad bhuta yoga nishtam akyayananta charatopapanam parikshitam bhagavatabhiramam. Thus please narrate to us the narrations of the unlimited, for they are purifying and supreme. They were spoken to Maharaj Prickett, and they are very dear to the pure devotees, being full of bhakti yoga. They are yoga nishtam, compact in bhakti yoga. What was spoken to Maharaj Prickett, and what is very dear to the pure devotees, is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is mainly full of the narrations of the activities of the Supreme Unlimited, and therefore it is the science of bhakti yoga or devotional service of the Lord. Thus it is para or supreme, because although it is enriched with all knowledge and religion, it is specifically enriched with the devotional service of the Lord. So we'll end here for today. Are there any questions? Okay, can we end? Srila Prabhupada.